deep gratitude, we come to worship God. We recognize God as the source of all goodness. All good gifts come from the Spirit of God. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness are all of God. We come with grateful hearts, not for things, but for who God is. We gather to show our gratitude in song and prayer. Psalm 100, verse 5, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." A few weeks ago, I had put some chicken and potatoes in the oven before we left for church. The smell of the roast chicken when we walked into the house after church brought back some very strong memories of my grandma and grandpa Swatsky. Isn't it interesting the power that a smell has? One of my grandma's go-to meals was roast chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, red jello with diced apples, and orange jello with sliced bananas. It was always so delicious. She was a great cook and a gentle, godly woman. Her beautiful smile always greeted us when we walked in the door. My grandpa was a rather stern man, but always loved having us beside him as he worked. My siblings and I would take turns staying over there at their place for holidays in summer, and every morning we would see Grandpa with his Bible open at the breakfast table. He would read a devotional and some scripture, and then we would pray. He taught us how to say grace in German. Their lives were a testament to their faith, and they grabbed hold of the promise that God would be faithful to them. I've spent a lot of time with my parents the last year and a half, sitting with them in waiting rooms and doctor's offices. Both of them have had health issues requiring ongoing appointments. Dad has been able to maintain his sense of humor when joking with the doctors. And after some appointments, we'd go out for lunch, and Dad would pray, thanking God for how well things had gone and for the good care that he was receiving. Their positive attitudes and their reliance on God's faithfulness has been a great inspiration to me. I look back at the time during Tenley's treatments, and I'm so proud of her and Jamie and how they constantly realized that God was the source of their comfort. They trusted in his faithfulness to get them through many difficult times. Praise and worship music was played on the way to appointments, and they found strength in this. We had Jamie and Cody's girls down for night last weekend, and as we said our bedtime prayers, I was moved by one of the girls praying for our fellow church members, Dave Rempel and Katrina Rempel. She understands about God's faithfulness. And so, generation after generation, we know that the Lord is good. He loves us and will continue to be there for us. I would invite Jamie and Cyrus to come up, and we will just share a call to worship based on Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come into God's presence with singing.
Know this, the Lord is God.
Know this, we belong to the Lord who made us.
Know this, we are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture.
So enter God's gates with thanksgiving.
Come into the holy courts with praise.
Give thanks to God and bless God's holy name.
For the Lord is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
God's faithfulness is for all generations.
Please bow with me as we pray. Faithful God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving, deeply grateful for the unfailing love and faithfulness you have shown towards us, your people. When we call out to you, you answer. When we are exhausted, you give us the strength to go on. When we find ourselves in trouble, you are there standing beside us. And so we come before you with gratitude and praise, offering you the worship of our hearts and lives. Open our eyes to see and know you here among us. Open our ears to recognize your voice, and then send us out from here to live and work in the world as your faithful disciples. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, amen. I will invite the worship team to come up at this time, and they will lead us through the rest of the service.
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to be here. And I think I can say that with a little bit more knowledge, maybe, after the weather we've had. It's good to be here. It's good to see all of you here. Glad that we all made it after that very uncharacteristic snowstorm. But like Andrew was saying, you know, God is faithful. He brought us here. We came out yesterday, me and Riley and Josh and Luke and Lauren. We were all going to come a bit earlier, but then the roads were closed, and we didn't know. Like, some roads are okay, some are still closed. What are we doing? And we got out there, and they were all fine. We got here no problem, so praise the Lord for that. We're going to sing quite a few songs here, and the first one, I think, is a bit of a reminder why we're here, right? We made it through the week. We made it through the snowstorm. Why did we do that again? Why are we here? Why did we brave the weather, this October weather? It's because of this song. We're going to sing How Great Is Our God. Please rise. Let's remember this together.
How great great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to call the ushers forward for the offertory now.
We've got a video we're gonna show right now here, so we'll just move out of the way here, and you'll see. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Thank you, Morgan.
You've seen that video talking a bit about seasons of life, and that was one of the seasons of life, seasons of everything, right? There's a time, and I just think it's funny how it seems so weirdly applicable today. I think it works really well. So we're gonna sing about that. We're gonna start with the 10,000 reasons. If you remember each verse, right, it's got a bit of a sun comes up. You know, it talks about God, and on that day, my strength is failing. It's got a perspective. It travels through time, but throughout all that time, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Please stand. A song like this. Sing and bless the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Thanks, Heidi. We're going to sing a new one here. Thinking about seasons of life,
This is a song I came across a little while ago. It's called We Labor Unto Glory. And it's a song about Christian vocation. It's a song about work and about how we work. We're working for man, you know, work for the Lord, not for man, right? How everything we do, it's for the Lord. You know, we build the kingdom, these kinds of ideas, right? Our work is not just something we do like outside of church, right? It's our Christian life the whole way through. So I think it's really applicable that way, right? To seasons of life, because this is something we do a lot. We should have songs about it. So we'll go through the first verse. It's really easy. You'll pick it up really quick. I'll go through maybe the verse, then we'll start it again. It's like this. My God, where'er I go, glory. When where I reap and where I sow, glory. And when my hands they grip the thorn, glory. In the still and in the storm, glory. Glory. So that's how it goes. Turns out I think I forgot to put it into the projector there. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll teach you the chorus. And we can all sing that together. That's also really easy. It goes like this. And oh, we labor unto glory until heaven and earth are one. Oh, we labor unto glory until we see God's kingdom come. Can we try that? And oh, we labor unto glory until heaven and earth are one. Oh, we labor unto glory until we see God's kingdom come. That's right. The sun, it shines and then goes down. Glory. When lightning pours and beats the ground. Glory. The dust it falls and ends my days, glory. The hearts they burn beneath your gaze, glory, glory. Oh, we labor unto glory till heaven and earth are one. Oh, we labor unto glory till we see God's kingdom come. My heart, my hands, they're kingdom bound, glory. Where thorns no longer curse the ground, glory. Trim the wick and light the flame, glory. The work it will not be in vain, glory, glory. Though we lay unto glory till heaven and earth are one. Oh, we labor unto glory till we see God's kingdom come. Sing that again. Oh, we labor unto glory till heaven and earth are one. Oh, we labor unto glory till we see God's kingdom come. Till we see God's kingdom come. Till we see God's kingdom come. Sorry for the lack of rejection, but that's how it goes. Try it again sometime. Now for one that you definitely do know, blessed be your name. be seated. The children's story now, so if any of the kids want to come up, Kirsten's got a story for you, and I think it's a good one.
Hi, okay, this works. Amazing. Myla, you look like it's summer outside. You're wearing a tank top. And so is Sadie. What? I guess I'm wearing a tank top too. Oops. It's because I forgot my jacket at home. So, who of you played in the snow this weekend?
Me.
I did too. My husband thought I was crazy. He definitely took videos of me through the window. It's fine. So, oh, more coming. Hi. Who knows what a blessing is? Yes. That is a blessing, that's true. Anybody else have an idea? Okay, well, I have a story. This story is from the Berenstain Bears, and it's called Count Their Blessings. It's a really long book, so I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I'm going to tell you part of the story. So, it starts off by Sister Bear wants to go to her friend Lizzie's house. And Mama Bear, once she leaves, is a little bit worried because she knows that every time Sister Bear comes home from Lizzie's house, she's always complaining about, Lizzie has more Barbies than me. Lizzie has more. She has her own phone and she has her own TV in her room. And she's just always unhappy when she gets home. But Mama Bear lets her go anyways. See, this is all her Barbies here. They all look like bears. Then Brother Bear goes to Cousin Freddy's house. Yes, Freddy's house. And he always comes home complaining that Freddy has more video games than him. That's too bad. Then Mama Bear and Sister Bear and Brother Bear get home. And they hear thunder. Oh, no. So they all rush inside. The whole family comes inside. And guess what happens? There's a storm. And it starts lightning and thundering. And the parents ask, why are you complaining so much? I think we need to practice something else. And the kids say, what? And the parents say, we need to learn how to count our blessings. And the kids are like, what? What's a blessing? I don't know what that means. So, Mama Bear rushes to close the windows, first of all, because it's raining. And Mama Bear says, one of our blessings is that we have a house that keeps us warm and safe and dry because there's rain outside. Then, the kids get scared. They jump into their mom's and dad's arms. Then Mama Bear says, we can also count our blessing that we're all together because we have a family. Then look what they do. They make a fire and they drink hot chocolate. Who drank hot chocolate this weekend? Oh, yum. I did too. So they count their blessings that they have a fire and that they have hot chocolate. So, by the end, they've counted how many blessings? Do you remember what they counted their blessings for? They had the house, and they had the fire, and the hot chocolate, and their family. Then when the rain stops, Sister Bear's counting on her fingers. And Mama Bear says, well, what are you counting? And she says, now I'm counting my new blessings. Now there's sunshine. And she has a Barbie doll, and Brother wants to play one of his video games, not one of his cousin's video games. So they learned how to count their blessings. So now can we think of what one of our blessings is? Who was safe in their house this weekend when there was storming outside? who had a day at home instead of going to school on Friday? Me too. That was fun. Who got to eat yummy food on the weekend? Who gets to have a Thanksgiving gathering and see their grandma and grandpas? Those are all blessings. Your grandma and grandpas are blessings. Food is blessings. Your house is a blessing. So when we go home today, let's remember to count those good things that are in our lives, because they're called blessings. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thanks that we have so many blessings. You have gifted us with so many good things. And I ask that you help us today to remember to count them, because really, we can't even count that high, because you have given us so many good things. And I ask that you keep us all safe when we go home or when we go to gatherings today, and that we have a good week of school next week. Amen.
It's always kind of weird how children's stories kind of aimed at us too, right? I'm going to sing another song. This time we're talking about, like the video had, right? Going through different things, but God is always there. God is always faithful. And God is forever faithful, forever good. So that's what we're going to sing. We're going to sing forever. We're going to give thanks to the Lord. Please stand again. I think you have to stand for this one. You can be seated. I'm going to put a responsive reading. Morgan, if you want to just pull that up here. I will read the regular print, and then there's a bold print, the refrain, or the
Let us give thanks to God, the God of all peoples of the earth, for the color and forms of your creation and our place within it. We bring our thanks, good Lord. Your mercy endures forever. For our daily food, and for those whose work and skill bring your good gifts to us, we bring our thanks, good Lord. Your mercy endures forever. For the gifts and graces inspired in human minds and hearts, for insight and imagination, and for the skills of research which bring healing and fulfillment to the lives of many, we bring our thanks, good Lord. Your mercy endures forever. For the light and shades of the changing seasons, their variety and dependability, and for the new life and growth out of barrenness and decay, we bring our thanks, good Lord. Your mercy endures forever. For new hope and strength in our communities, especially in your church and among all you call to serve you, we bring our thanks, good Lord.
Your mercy endures forever.
For all in whose lives we see goodness, kindness, gentleness, patience and humility, and all the fruit of the Spirit, we bring our thanks, good Lord.
Your mercy endures forever.
For the life we have been given, and for all those whom you have given us to share it, we bring our thanks, good Lord.
Your mercy
endures forever. Amen. Well, if you can grab your hymnals, I'm going to flip to How Great Thou Art. Classic. Sorry. Number 535. these couple songs are songs of our response, if you didn't notice. We go through many things in our lives, so many things, day to day, month to month, year to year, season to season, and God is always there, he's always faithful, and so this is what our response should be. Our response should be, how great thou art. And when we realize that, respond this with this next song, we're going to sing Today. We're going to sing it as a declaration, so please stand. Please stand and mean it. For one more song. To God be the glory. This is how we respond to God. That's to God be the glory in everything, here in our work, in our play, in all the seasons, and as we go forth from here. To God be the glory.
Life and atonement for sin, and open.
Amen. Please be seated. We're gonna watch this video one more time, just to think about it and have to recap the service, and then I'll invite Rudy up for a closing. 1 minute, I'm told. Never mind, we're just going to call Rudy up for a closing then. Do your best to remember the video. You can look it up on YouTube. Rudy, please come. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much to the music committee for planning the service and the song and the music and the words. Thank you so much for time and energy spent and making the effort to come from Winnipeg yesterday. It was a little iffy. Thank you. I'm going to invite us to pause for a closing prayer, and I thought of a song I'd like to maybe just conclude our service with as a song for all seasons. Let's bow to pray. Lord, we do give you thanks for this opportunity of worship. Through all the seasons of life, we are reminded of your continued presence with us. And we thank you for the long list of musicians and instrumentalists and poets who have cremated music and lyrics for us to sing. Music with which we can continue to glorify and magnify your name. Music which can speak to us, to the core of our various personalities, and music through which we can receive encouragement, can express our hope in you, and help fulfill our need for worship. Thank you for all those who took time and effort to organize this service. And as we go from this place, may you continue to put a new song in our hearts, a song of your love and grace toward us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, upon each one, and give to each one God's peace, today and always. Amen. The verse that comes to mind as a verse for all seasons is a verse out of John 14:27, where Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And I'm always reminded of the fact that it's not just any peace. This is my peace, God's peace, I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I'm going to invite us to stand and to sing number 576. Let's sing verse 1 and verse 4. When peace like a river, 576. Verse 1 and verse 4.